God 360, change your altitude. The Israelites have been grouchy, tired, and thirsty. Poor old Moses is the lightning conductor for their complaints and believes they're about to stone him. However, God answers their question, "Is the Lord among us?" with an emphatic yes, by providing Horeb Springs water. As if this wasn't enough action for one place, the Amalekites show up and they're not bearing gifts. So this is Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 to 15. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." So following Moses' example, get to the best vantage point above the area where you live. For me, this is the top of a multi-story car park, but for you it may be a tower or a nearby hill. Read the passage again. High places have enormous significance throughout the Bible. They also take us above the madding crowd and give us perspective. The air is clearer, and perhaps we even hear God more clearly. So pray for the spiritual battles going on in your town. Pray for the lives that are presently captive to the evil one. Pray for the churches, many of which will be in your view. If there are obvious areas of need and deprivation or darkness, then pray specifically for them. It impresses me that Moses had such commitment to pray for these people, who just a few moments before had been on the point of stoning him. How often are our prayers aimed merely at those whom we like? So ask God to lead your eyes and spirit to specific areas or issues that need some spiritual warfare. You may want to raise your hands as Moses did. My friend Keith once crafted me a beautiful prayer stick for this very purpose. It sort of looks like a walking stick, but more solid. Something like that could come in very handy. Take a picture and share it on the website so others can pray for your town and area too. You may also want to enlist the help of a few friends to hold up your arms. Make this a community thing. Get praying. Change your altitude.